This will be an interesting experiment. Because, Tommy, it's no secret Rochester loves live music.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll come out for almost anything.
You know it.
Which is why it's kind of surprising it took this long for something to be tried.
Oh, who are we getting?
Well, look, we have the space.
Mm.
We have the connections. We love festivals.
Oh, yeah.
So why has Rochester, New York never done a massive music festival?
I guess you just need the space.
I think we have it.
Oh, really?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. There is an idea that is getting a second year and being moved to the east side of Rochester.
Damn.
So the second annual Hoochinanny Whiskey Festival.
Hoochinanny?
Hoochinanny.
I didn't realize this was the second one.
We talked about this last year.
Okay.
So this year is
but
coming.
But it's bigger now, right?
Yes, okay. Yes. It's
more
coming.
Hooch?
Yeah, your mom's going to be there. The Hoochinanny Whiskey Festival is coming to Camp Eastman, the park out there.
Okay.
August 8th through the 10th. So last year, they did the Hoochinanny Festival in Geneseo. They brought in a band, the Struts, and it's a band that some folks may recognize. It was their only North American appearance last year.
Oh, really?
But they weren't like, they're
not the big old.
They're big, but not big.
Okay. You know, so they're like, they're, what do you call it, niche?
Niche, yeah, niche? You nailed it. This year, the Hoochinanny Whiskey Festival is going big.
So they brought some names.
Well, they have made it a three-day festival now. And yes, they brought in some big names. The headliner Saturday night, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Yes.
Man, she's still around?
Yeah, she is.
And man, that's granny fest.
And it kind of seems like all the bands they brought in, like, it's all different genres of music, too. So it's going to attract a lot of different music fans.
You got it. Sunday, Mo and Dark Star Orchestra.
Yeah.
Love me some Mo.
Which is also a draw.
And then Friday.
But that's a jam band.
Yes. That's jam band day.
Okay.
Then you have like
rock day
on Saturday. Right. Friday night, it all kicks off with country folk singer Charles Wesley Goodwin. And if you know.
You know he's good because he's got three names.
He's either a really good country star or he shot at a president. But all of these artists are names. They're all different genres of music. It is very impressive for a local event like this. And by the way, these artists we just named you will be supported by eight other bands over the three-day music event.
So it's east of us?
Camp Eastman. It's in Irondequoit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wait, it's right there?
Yes.
Isn't it in Duran?
How they get?
Yeah, Duran Eastman Park, right?
Wait, how are they getting all them people in there?
Probably by car.
No, but where are you parking? Like, what do you think this thing will draw?
That's such an old man question.
I'm
where
dying,
are you gonna park? That's the thought it through because I mean they know it's gonna be pretty big, so they.
I've watched some documentaries where they thought it through and it was a disaster.
What is this fire Woodstock combined? I mean, you could bus people in, have a further away parking lot.
I mean, is this gonna draw like 50,000 people?
I don't know how many tickets. I mean, I would imagine if you're making it a 3-day music event, they're expecting a decent amount of.
I would think, and so like, will people? We'll camp there then.
I don't know if there's camping. Right. I don't know if there's camping.
So you get in and out every night?
Just like your mom. I don't know if you're allowed to stay. I have no idea. We've gotten a little bit of information, not a lot of it.
So this is actually happening?
It's happening.
Bam.
I mean, look, I'm excited about this.
I am excited, but this is also one of those things that's going to piss a lot of people off because that's going to be a lot of traffic going in and out of Irondequoit. When's the event?
Old Italian man in a tracksuit yells about traffic in Irondequoit. Town's full. You are that guy.
When's the event? Middle of summer.
It's August.
I'm sorry, August 8th through the 10th.
Yeah.
How am I getting to the golf course?
Oh, my God. Do you hear yourself right now?
I'm going to play Lakeshore. I got to force him.
Lakeshore's on the other side of town.
Here's the thing. If you knew this was happening, you could just take another way.
There is no other way. That's an area that's tight.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Serious question.
Yeah.
And don't yell. Let other people have
it. No. Hey, come on. I'm cool. I like some of these bands I like.
Why has Rochester never had a massive music festival?
I don't know. When I saw this, I was like, finally, because I always see these little music festivals get some big names in like these random places, you know, a couple hours away. And I'm like, man, it would be cool if we had anything like that here.
Okay, so I know we have Jazz Fest, but that's not what I mean.
Yeah.
Jazz Fest is a city thing. Cities all over the country do the exact same thing. That way. What I mean by festival, music festival, multiple day, folks coming
outdoor,
into camp, yeah, staying
fun.
In hotels, big name acts, outdoor stage, one specific spot. We are perfect for it.
Yeah.
We're perfect for it. We're centrally located
because
you're going to pull from places like Buffalo, Toronto, Syracuse, Northern Pennsylvania, Eastern Ohio. If the names are big enough, you'll be selling tickets all the way down to New York City. We have the space. There are a ton of parks in the greater Rochester area that could accommodate the stage and the crowd.
Mm.
We have, Tommy, you know this, haven't been in the biz as long as you have, as you look like the world's worst Hollywood agent this morning.
Or promoter.
We have the connections based on all the festivals we put on every year.
Yeah, we got guys in town that do this stuff.
And we are known as Festival Town USA, which means we would absolutely support something like this.
So it's going to be a hit.
Isn't this also the same weekend that Park Ave Fest used to be?
Oh, is it?
Oh, smart
I always thought
move.
Park Ave Fest was the beginning of August.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So it's kind of like... fills that need if you love going to festivals all summer. And it's a whiskey festival on top of that.
Yes.
Like, it's not even just the music.
Yeah.
So they...
Hoochinanny. That's why they call it Hoochinanny. Like,
so that's the title sponsor? That's a whiskey brand?
Nope. Okay.
What's a Hoochinanny?
It's just the, name of the festival.
Okay, is that a product?
I think Iron Smoke.
Well, I listen, all that cockamamie drinks out there now.
And oh, like,
you're saying Hoochimama whiskey isn't around?
You've gone full old man.
Yeah, well, he went full old man 3 minutes ago. Yeah. Now he's just ranting.
What?
It's dementia.
So they're going to be whiskeys? How does a whiskey work? They're going to give the people...
It's a whiskey festival with music.
Yeah, so I think you can do like whiskey tastings.
That's a problem.
Oh, my God.
They do beer fest, stuff like that. They do that all the time. They do that all summer long.
Festivals are full of drugs.
I understand that.
You're going to be... whiskey?
Whiskey gets away from you quick. Listen, I know you like to go down to your craft beer bar with your crypto cuties doing your thing. You start drinking whiskey in the sun with these hippies, you're going to have a problem.
Whiskey in the sun is my favorite Charles Wesley Goodwin song.
Whiskey in the sun. That's why he got busted, son.
Kimmy brought up a second ago.
What's up?
As we talk about this music festival that is coming in August to Rochester, the second annual Hoochinanny Whiskey Festival, they moved it from Geneseo to here.
Yeah.
They're making it now a 3-day event. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts are the headliners Saturday night. Sunday, you get Mo and Dark Star Orchestra. Friday night kicks off with country folk singer Charles Wesley Goodwin. To that point.
Godwin.
Mm-hmm.
Godwin. I'm sorry. Yes. Evan Brown writes us, for the younger generation.
I think he's opening up for him.
Evan Brown?
Evan Brown. Does that sound like a country guy to you?
Yeah, I mean, he's probably got tight jeans on.
Mm.
He writes, for the younger generation, Charles Wesley Godwin is a new singer, and I know me and my friends can't wait to see him, especially coming to Rochester. We had to go to Buffalo to see him last year. All right, so you're looking at this. I mean.
Right.
A few weeks ago, we talked about Nickelback and Creed, and they were headlining a 2-day festival for the second year in a row.
Mm-hmm.
For the first year, the festival was so popular that they had to add the second day this year, and they had to move it to a place that was bigger. It was in California. They moved the festival to East Troy, Wisconsin.
Big old field.
And they're going to sell the thing out.
Yeah.
And the point I'm making is,
what's that?
You know, there's an argument every time we bring up why doesn't Rochester have XYZ, we're not big enough. And da, da, da. You don't need to be a booming metropolis to make stuff like this work. If you build it, they will come. In fact,
that is a great saying.
Man. In fact,
you can make a movie on that.
Even the tiny little towns that hold these don't even have the capacity to you have to stay an hour away just to go to these festivals.
And I think that's why this would be so good for us, is because it would have a legitimate positive impact on the local economy.
Sure would.
Grocery stores, hotels, all of the tiny little shops. I mean, think all the, you know, boutique places that these hippie-ass bitches would love to be spending money in. Am I wrong? Think of all the alpaca. That alpaca store will be sold out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All the alpaca you can handle.
Are you going?
Maybe.
Well, I know she's going.
I'm going.
You going.
You're going?
Yeah.
You and your old man.
Yeah, I mean, this is all stuff my husband loves for sure.
No, I do want to see Charles Wesley Godwin.
Yeah. He's good.
Is he a country guy?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like America. It's more
country.
Americana than it is country.
Got a little bit of everything.
Now you sound like the things you mock.
No, it is.
You know what it is? It's not really country. It's more American.
No, it is. There is a difference between America.
It's a thinking man's country.
There's a
really,
difference between country and Americana.
Here's why I'm excited about it, too.
Whiskey Knob Fest. Knobbing on the hill.
Got that?
Run, boy, run.
Run, boy, run. That's why the devil was there. Oh, the hill knobbing.
I think what makes me the most excited about this is if it's successful, I think it's only going to grow. So like if we like come out and like sell this thing out, like I think
it.
Like if they keep doing it and like next year, like they'll get bigger and bigger names to come to town.
I hope you're right. Because, like, here's the thing.
Bigger than Joan Jett? I doubt it.
Okay, you're going to make fun of Joan Jett? That woman is
I like Joan Jett, but she's a little long in the... in the rock tube.
She is arguably the most influential woman in rock and roll history. Am I wrong?
Not in history.
Name me another
one.
Name me another one.
I mean, a lot of those.
Name me another one.
It's the
Come
women.
On.
Name me another one.
If I say it, You're going to laugh at
go
me.
Ahead,
well,
go ahead.
We're going to laugh at you anyways.
Big Mama Thornton.
Okay, nobody knows who that is.
That's why I didn't want to say
it. You, okay, yeah, it's like arguing all the guys that Zeppelin ripped off of are rock and roll.
Yeah, I know.
Big Mama Thornton, fine. Big Mama Thornton ain't available for the music festival.
Wait, what happened? Tell me she's gone.
Yeah, devil got her down in Georgia. Name me a woman that is more influential, had a career more in rock and roll than Joan Jett.
I mean, Hart, you could make an argument.
Okay, but I would argue she's more influential.
I mean, I don't know who came first, Hart or Joan Jett.
I think Hart came before Joan Jett.
Okay. I mean, yeah, but there are a few, yes. Yeah.
None. You named one band, and you can't even name the women in Hart.
Linda McCartney.
Yeah! Yeah! Shut up! You can't even name another female rock and roll
star. I gave you Big Mama Thornton.
You work on WCMF.
Mahalia Jackson.
You cannot name another female rock and roller from the last 40 years. You can't do it. There's one from town, you idiot. Ooh. Wendy O. Williams.
Well, that was
and
punk,
the Plasmatics.
But that was punk.
Still rock and roll and influential.
I mean...
What?
If Kano was here, he would argue that's punk.
Okay.
It's not
really... I say folk Americana. You crap down my throat. I say Wendy O. Williams. Big Mama Thornton. Georgia Dom right now. You're such an idiot.
Is there anybody that would get you to this festival?
I'm not going to that slop fest.
This is right up your alley. It's a whiskey and music festival.
Yeah.
But go to Jazz Fest?
Yeah, but it's not a bunch of... I mean, this is like smelly, sloppy people.
No, it's not. One of the worst REM songs of all time, by the way. Sweaty, sloppy people.
Yeah, no, I don't like this outdoor
stuff. Only goes to Jazz Fest to be seen. You don't know this about him?
No, but he hides out at Jazz Fest.
No, he doesn't.
Our whole court.
He has a table reserved for him
at
a balcony.
Yeah.
What do you call that? Stoop?
Yeah, well, it's a front area of the hotel
area.
Restaurant.
Outside, yeah. Where right next to the door where people walk in and out, so folks will see him. Oh, wow. Is that Weezy's old co-host? So you cannot see yourself in any way going to this.
I can't, man.
Why?
First of all, my wife ain't digging this.
Yeah, I guess there isn't anyone for your wife at this show.
No. She's not.
She probably likes.
She likes the country music, but she don't like the atmosphere.
Does she like folk Americana though?
No, she won't like the atmosphere. And I know, I can just tell. Like as soon as we get there, she's gonna not like it.
Okay, so you're out. But I love how you hide behind your wife when you're the bitch that actually doesn't want
to
go.
I also don't like to feel dirty and grimy when I'm out.
Again,
like,
this
my
isn't
day.
Woodstock. You can just.
But
go
it's in
and-
a field.
You don't have field shoes, do you?
I don't have field shoes. And here's the other thing: I don't want to have to bring my own chair.
Just such a bitch.
I got to slip a chair.
Yeah,
right?
They make like those lightweight. Every parent of a youth sports kid has to do this all the time.
I know, but I'm not at a Little League game for my grandson.
Could have fooled me with that outfit.
I don't like to
slip.
Why is
it a big deal to carry a chair?
You look like a scout from Oswego Community College. No, Kimmy, I'd love to go to the music festival, but I don't want to bring my own chair.
You got to bring a cooler and stuff.
You don't have to bring a cooler?
By the way, Evan wrote us back on Instagram. No tight jeans over here, just so we're clear.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's loose jeans boy.
Flappy jeans.
Oh, flappy jeans.
252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about this second year they're going to do the Hoochinanny Music Festival, but they're moving it and it's bigger. This year, it's going to be at Camp Eastman in August. It's going to be a 3-day festival now. Your headliner Saturday night is Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. They're kicking it off Friday night with Charles Wesley Godwin. Mo and Dark Star Orchestra headlined the last night on Sunday, and there are 8 other acts all the way through. How it has taken this long for a legitimate music festival to show up in Rochester. And Kimmy's right. If this goes well, you're bringing in bigger names next year.
Sure.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Larry. Hey, Larry, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good, guys. How are you all?
Good, man. What's up?
Well, I'm going to tell you a couple of things. There's a place up in the Tug Hill area.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember the name of it, but at any rate, they used to have like a fiddler festival every year. Well, one in hundreds would show up because it's not a populated area, but still a good time. Well, Charlie Daniels showed up just to watch it once, and then he came up on stage and started playing, and he showed up every year, and it went from hundreds to thousands that show up because of him.
It is weird where Charlie Daniels shows up out of nowhere because he was at the Hilton Carnival a couple years ago.
Yeah, he was always on the road.
Yeah. Probably running for the devil.
Yeah.
You know what? A really friendly guy. I've met him a couple of times, you know, and really a down-to-earth guy. The other one I want to tell you about is up in the Thousand Islands at Clayton. A friend of mine's family, they own it, and I know the family next to them. Well, they had the music fest up there. Again, you had Charlie Daniels show up, and you had Leonard Skinner up, and you had Marshall Tucker show up.
All right, Larry.
So it's like a Southern Jam show.
Larry, is it possible that Charlie Daniels was just homeless for the last 15 years of his
could
life?
Have been.
He just kept showing up everywhere?
It could be, you know, free meal. You know,
yeah. That guy loved himself a free meal.
He didn't miss a meal.
He was a man who wore a belt when he absolutely didn't have
to.
The
biggest ass belt and belt buckle.
Larry, I got to take some more calls, but thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah,
there goes Charlie.
Do you know one of Charlie Daniels' best friends were?
Who's that?
And it took me a while to make the connection, but I saw a picture of them together. Mickey Mantle.
Wait, the baseball player?
Mickey Mantle and Charlie Daniels were best buds.
Wait, just because you saw them in a picture together?
Or yeah.
Are they both Oklahoma boys?
Well, I think it's a Southern thing, and I guess, I guess he performed in areas where Mickey Mantle went and saw him, and they became like friends.
So it's possible that there was a room with Jimmy Carter, Charlie Daniels, and Mickey Mantle hanging out together.
Yeah, and drinking.
Well, not with Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter drank.
No.
The whole family did.
He would not.
That was the dirty little cigarette about the Carter.
Is that what it was?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, what a scandal.
Well, I mean, he was a Christian man, but he had a taste for the for the juice.
Shut up. 252 WCFF. Be joyful. Let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, guys. Besides Joan Jett, the only one that could be second place had to be probably Pat Benatar.
You're talking about influential rock and roll women.
Absolutely, Pat Benatar, but nobody's better than Joan Jett, I think.
What about Leather Tuscadero? You don't like Italians?
Pinky Tuscadero?
Oh, my goodness.
No, I like Leather Tuscadero.
Shut.
I'd rather see the Milwaukee sister. Brothers.
All right, so let me ask you, Chris, you heard the lineup here, you heard the event. Is this something you'd be interested in buying tickets to?
Only Joan Jett. Okay. The other ones, no.
He wants to go see Granny.
No, I would like
to. Bro, that broad's got to be 75.
No.
Hold on.
Bro, Joan Jett?
If she's younger than you, I'm going to.
Bro, she was a hit when
God,
I was a
you
what,
idiot.
What is it?
66.
Ah! She's your age, you burnt orange wearing bitch!
By the way, she's lying. She's lying.
She's lying.
She's lying.
She's lying her rock ass
she's
off.
She's been famous since she was 14.
She was big when I was in high school.
That's what I just said, idiot.
So she was a hit as a teenager.
Was it? Joan Jett was in the Runaways. No. Never. Yeah, no, she was in the Runaways.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was her, Lita Ford. Who else was in the
Lita
Runaways?
Ford. What happened to her? She's got to be looking rough.
No, actually, she looks better than you think. I just saw an interview with her the other day.
They all had to get fat.
No, she's not fat.
No, she's not.
You know, not fat, but like, you know, like old ladies.
No, she's not.
Not fat, but like old ladies get that big ass pooch.
Yeah, not like old men.
No, listen. I
just
start buying clothes like that to hide it.
Thank you. Sorry. Sorry.
All right. Go see old lady on the hill.
Well, you won't be there, so.
Okay.
That may bring more people out.
By the way, they can't play long. It's got to be.
Oh, my God.
The show has to be over by 10.
The noise ordinance.
God, you bitch.
You know.
Shut up.
Them old Ron equators are not going to tolerate your jackass and jam banning crypto show going on until 2 o'clock.
Crypto show? You just said Joe Jim was 75.
You scammed a bunch of people with your crypto show.
This is a story of two common crimes not really connected, but they are slammed together here.
Okay.
Because someone in this room hears the excuse she's giving. And Kimmy, you believe what she's saying.
Oh, I don't believe it, but I think it's a brilliant excuse because I think a lot of people would believe it.
Because here's the thing.
Is that?
Folks who enforce the law, not so convinced. Mm. Convinced. Excuse me. And we always wonder what these mom vics do with the money they take.
Yeah.
What if I told you that one of them was funneling it? To a big-time celebrity.
This is a first.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. A 53-year-old woman from Brockport.
What'd she do?
Is facing up to 30 years in prison.
Wait, 30?
Up to.
You get that when you kill somebody.
After a guilty plea this week.
The hell she grab?
This mom vict, which is described as a woman over 30, caught stealing from their job, charity, town government, whatever, pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud. They say she was running multiple wire fraud schemes using unemployment insurance, the Paycheck Protection Program for COVID, loan fraud, and elder fraud. She's also facing charges. She was, excuse me, also facing charges for mail fraud and money laundering.
God damn, lady.
So here's what happened.
Well, they always say, six streams of income?
Yeah, you're right. In October of 2024, she was supposed to be sentenced in federal court, but it was delayed because she had no money to pay for restitution. Oh. So then she was brought back in December of 2024. But she claimed she still had no money. And this is in the story in 10NBC.
Yeah.
Because she had given it to a person she believed was country artist Kenny Chesney. Give me your bank account, Debbie.
So she was legitimately sending it?
She claims she was sending the money that she stole to Kenny Chesney.
That's where all the money went, Tommy.
Or who she thought was Kenny Chesney. So here's the thing.
So you think she got scammed online?
Well, that's what she's claiming.
Yeah.
Because Kenny's going bad.
We have two stories where we see older women get victimized all the time.
Yeah.
That are somehow combined. And Kimmy,
yeah.
It sounds like she is painting the reason she committed these crimes.
Yeah.
She was doing it for the sake of Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, she was scammed. She's the victim, Pat. She's the victim.
She got played by Kenny.
Tommy, do you believe her?
No. I mean, I could see her getting sucked into, I guess, scammed online. She's a lonely woman. She thinks Kenny Chesney loves her or some
crap.
Which
we've seen happen.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's dreamy. You wouldn't turn that down.
Do we know how much? Did you say the amount of money?
I thought 20,000.
So the restitution she has to pay back, she owes 20 grand to a financial institution, 25 grand to an elderly woman.
Okay.
So $55,000 restitution. Yeah. I don't know what the grand total that she's accused of stealing.
But I could see her getting played and being, you know, naive and ignorant.
Kimmy, do you believe her?
No, but there's really no way to prove it.
Okay.
You know?
Sure.
Like, she's created this excuse, whether or not it happened, where there's kind of this gray area where, because in those other stories we've talked about where people get scammed by who they think is a famous person, they don't know who did it. They don't know where the money went. There's no really trail of it other than their back and forth between this mystery person. So I can see how you can make that excuse, and it would be hard to disprove. Mm.
So it turns out the federal attorney's office does not believe her.
Yeah, they ain't messing it 30 years in the slam.
But there's a reason.
What?
They say in the story on 10NBC that the 53-year-old woman accused of these crimes, claiming that she stole this money for the sake of Kenny Chesney, has used this excuse before.
Oh well, yeah.
Twice before. This is the third time she's claiming that she got ripped off by someone she thought she was Kenny Chesney. And there's only so many times you can claim I got ripped off by Kenny Chesney.
So she's even used the same artist every time, too.
Yeah, you'd mix it up a little bit. That's what it sounds
like. Well, no, she's a diehard Kenny Chesney fan.
Yeah.
Garth ain't for her, man. All right, so if this woman actually thought she was interacting with Kenny Chesney, and that's why she was ripping all these other people off, does that make her a victim?
Well, not really.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do you at least have more sympathy for her?
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
If it was true?
Yeah, I mean, if it was true, yeah, I feel bad for her.
But in doing that to pay Kenny Chesney, the Kenny Chesney bounty he demanded from this 53-year-old woman, if that happened, she made victims of a whole bunch of other people.
I get, but, you know, desperate people don't see it that way. I had a very vulnerable, lonely sister, and she was in her 50s.
Mm-hmm.
I could see her doing
this. She's also the perfect age for that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very difficult for a woman of that age to have any kind of relationship moving forward if they don't have anybody in their life now.
Okay, fair enough.
So life ain't kind to these women.
Kimmy, if she was actually stealing this money for the sake of Kenny Chesney, does that make her a victim?
Like, if she actually believed
it. No, if this is actually, if what she's saying is true.
I mean, I guess it kind of does, right? Like, if she really did all this out of desperation because she thought that she had this relationship that didn't exist, I would call that person a victim.
Okay. But let's just stop for a second here, because I get it's easy to look at this and go, aw.
Yeah.
At no point did it cross her mind that Kenny Chesney has sold a bunch of records and sells out stadiums every year. And maybe he doesn't need me to take an old woman for $25,000 for his sake, maybe?
Yeah, I would like to know, like, what the correspondence was that yet I needed this money.
Platinum fan club.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, what?
Yeah, I don't know why a famous person would need money, but then again, we've seen it happen before. It could also be, didn't the one woman, she got scammed by who she thought was a news anchor.
Oh, God,
I can't remember
the guy
which news anchor.
ABC.
David Muir.
David Muir from Syracuse, yeah.
So, good-looking kid.
So I think
calm down over there, tracksuit.
I'd send him a couple of books.
If I remember correctly, she was sending that person money because she thought it was going to get her a chance to meet him
or something. Right.
Like, it wasn't like she was sending him money because she thought he needed it. It was some other reason why she was coming up with this money.
55 grand. How much is a meet and greet with Kenny Chesney, for God's
How many
sake?
People would give Kenny Chesney $55,000 if he wrote a song about you?
Ooh.
Like a personal song about you.
Good question.
Like with your name in it, your whole life, you all up at the levee. Next thing you know, them clothes come off,
okay,
girl.
Bro, you obviously
doing a little skinny dipping.
You obviously don't know your Kenny Chesney because
those aren't catfish that are nibbling.
Kenny Chesney don't go down to the levee. Kenny Chesney romances you on a beach. That's
no,
what
he just mentioned the levee.
Right, play it back. I want
to
see.
Let's go down to the levee. We're gonna take my Chevy.
No, oh. No. That's,
you ignorant woman. We're gonna do some naked swimming.
That's Don McLean you're singing.
No, there. There's a levee.
All right, come on, let's see if there's a levee. Go ahead.
Come on.
Ah, damn it, there's a levee.
There's a levee.
There's always
a levee.
Well,
how do you think the farms get the water?
You're
need
right.
a levee. You,
you know
need
what?
Irrigation.
I didn't think about agriculture.
You need irrigation.
Like, but here's the thing. Past the idea that you're going to steal this money again, we're talking about a 53-year-old woman from our area. She's been arrested after multiple accusations. She's from Brockport, by the way. Of wire fraud, stealing, all conspiracy to commit wire fraud, all this stuff. During her sentencing.
Yeah, what they say.
She claimed that she had no money for restitution because she was sending the money to a person who she thought was Kenny Chesney.
Okay.
The attorney's office does not believe her. Turns out she's used this excuse twice before. But, like, maybe being starstruck thinking you were talking to real Kenny Chesney, you know, you didn't think that all the way through, fine. It meant you were willing to do horrible things.
Yeah.
Just to get in the good graces of a celebrity. When you are 53 years old.
Just to maintain some sort of relationship with this person.
I get that people at that age can be vulnerable and lonely.
And you're looking for a purpose in life.
I get it. But haven't you been around long enough to have a bit more of a moral compass?
Well,
that?
You should.
Right?
You should.
I get some teenage, young 20-something thinking being famous and being around someone rich is the most important thing in the world.
Yeah.
But at 53, take the fact that she would believe it's Kenny Chesney out of it. Because that's believable. Mm-hmm. The fact that she was willing to hurt other people for Facebook Kenny Chesney,
yes,
I think makes you a worse person than if you were just willing to do that to put the money in your pocket.
Kind of so she, the victim's making more victims. It's like a never-ending victim chain.
Let me put it this way. If this woman
idolized Kenny Chesney.
No. If this woman stole all this money
and
then spent it on things for herself,
gotcha.
That's bad.
Okay.
And it's gross. But it's logical.
Mm-hmm.
If this woman actually stole all this money, only to impress Kenny Chesney.
Well, but it's also, if she believed it was for her too, right? Like, I am doing this for me, so this person likes me.
Okay.
It's still selfish.
And you and I have never been to a levee.
No, I've been to a levee.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who levee your ass been to?
Eugene Levee.
Oh, you didn't mention Eugene Levy. That's your number one Canadian levy.
No, you know what? Now that I think about it, I don't know if I've ever been to
a levy. I don't
think
I've been to a levy.
I don't. I couldn't.
I grew up in the South, and I probably drove by and didn't even know it.
I could not draw you a picture of what a levy looks
like. Yeah, like, what's the definition of a levy?
It's like a dam, right?
Like
holes of water.
I want to say yes, but I don't know.
Drove my Chevy to the levy.
Okay, stop singing Don McLean.
There was Kenny with some old lady naked swimming.
Are the locks in the canal levees? Because if that's the case, I have been to multiple levees.
Well, maybe so. Maybe so. I don't know.
How about it turns out we've been going to levees this whole time. The real lesson was the levees we saw along the way.
We were already there.
Kimmy, what is the definition?
I'm trying to find it.
How do you not have a definition
of
a levee?
It's given me like a levee is a legal seizure of your property.
Oh, you spelled levee wrong.
I did. But it keeps autocorrecting.
Okay. You know you do a dynamite show when you have to have dead air to get the definition of what a levee is. Talking about Kenny Chesney, fake Kenny Chesney, potentially ripping off a 53-year-old woman who was obviously lying about being ripped off by Facebook Kenny Chesney. I mean,
how the hell do you spell levee?
Is it L-E-A-V-Y? How'd you spell it?
L-E-V-Y.
That's Marv Levy. He was the coach of the Buffalo Bills, and I have been around him multiple times. And there was that great Don McLean song.
And I think he retains water.
Well, at this age, he absolutely does. Yeah. Gotta watch your sodium.
Well, lay out the salt.
Yeah, yes. Marv.
Oh, L-E-V-E-E is a human-made barrier.
It's a dam.
An embankment built along the edge of a river or waterway.
So, no, never seen a levee. Well, yeah. I'm glad we figured that out.
Yeah, because the levees broke in New Orleans when we had Katrina.
Yes, we should all know what levees look. Well, no, because those were broken. We wouldn't have seen them.
No, we saw the water running through.
No, but we didn't see the levee.
Oh.
It broke.
Yeah, true. It washed away.
Well, I'm glad we got to the bottom of that.
Yes.
Bad news, boyfriends and husbands.
What happened?
This is not aimed at us, and that's okay.
Yeah, right? But you mentioned us.
Well, yeah, because...
I've been both.
It will affect us. Kimmy, are you into this? Does this interest you?
Is it girl stuff?
Not really. Like, I remember being a teenager, and was this, like, new then or something?
Yeah,
because I remember girls had, like, the soundtrack to it. So that's really the only reason, like, I'm familiar with it. But I'm not, like, dying to go see it.
It has taken over America over the last couple of months. And guess what? Now it's in our backyard.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Yesterday, the Rochester Broadway Theater League revealed their show lineup for this year.
Ooh, who are we getting?
The crown jewel of their schedule this season, Wicked. Are you familiar with Wicked?
No, this is horrible.
Okay, so Wicked.
Is it? What's it based on?
It's the Wizard of Oz.
Wait, what's it? What's the theme?
Told from the story of the Wicked Witch.
Oh. Yeah,
I believe, right? Did I get that right?
Well, it's like pre-Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
So it's
how
the,
she
it's
became
like the prequel
Wicked Witch?
To...
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
The backstory.
So
yes.
If you live under a rock, much like Tommy in his tracksuit today, it's huge right now.
Mm-hmm. But that's what it sounds like?
That's one of the songs.
That's one of the songs.
It sounds
of course, it sounds like a musical. What
no, it sounds
mean?
Like somebody on helium.
Well, that's Christian Chenoweth.
No, that's Ariana Grande.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's
who
from
I
the
love.
Movie.
That's her voice?
Calm down.
Well, she's singing like she's supposed to in a musical, like the character.
This is why I hate musicals.
Okay, so they came out with a Wicked movie a couple of months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
It has been like the most popular movie in America for the last couple of months. It made the stage musical even more popular.
All right.
Songs from the musical are now getting radio airplay.
So they're hits.
Yeah, on top 40 stations. And your wife and your kids are going to want to see Wicked live when it comes to Rochester.
And it's a girl show.
I would argue yes. Did that sound like something, guys?
Let me see,
like, were you into the Wizard of Oz, like the original?
Well, as a little
kid
I was, but as a little kid.
Well, yeah, only because he identified with those flying monkeys. You look like a flying monkey.
You know what, you would have won with the midgets, but okay.
That might actually be.
It's all about curveballs, baby. Comedy's about surprise, Tommy. Cha.
That might actually be why I never got into Wicked, because the Wizard of Oz movie used to terrify me as a child.
Really?
I used to be afraid of it. Like, the Wicked Witch scared me. Everything about it
scared me.
That's
a pretty sad story. The kids lost.
It really creeped me out as a kid, so I never was interested in the original movie.
The house
gets
sucked
up. So I never got into Wicked itself.
So you would ask if this is a girl thing.
Yeah.
If you can give me that audio
one more
time.
Yeah, let me hear it again.
Does this sound like a show that you would be into as a husband or a boyfriend? Bro, it's a phenomenon. Folks love this thing.
It sounds torturous, but okay.
So here's the problem.
Yeah.
Not only are you going to see this show when it comes to Rochester, when your wife or girlfriend or kids want to go, you're going to see it multiple times over the next couple of months, because you may have already seen the movie. The Broadway version of this is streaming. That blew up again after the movie got big.
People rediscovered it.
Yes, exactly.
Is this one of them shows, too, like if you take your wife or your daughter, they're going to start singing it around the house?
Oh, yeah. Betcha.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be the worst part.
That's any musical, though. Any familiar musical?
This one, I think, is bad. The worst.
But if I had to listen to that around the house, coming out of the people I love, I would want to leave.
So I have a personal vendetta against
you. There's also the fact that the movie that just came out is only half of it.
Yeah, there's a second.
So
Wicked
there will
movie
be a second release and big theater push to go see the second half of
so
the movie.
So there'll be a second play too coming?
No, the play's full. Okay.
Yeah, you get the whole story with the play.
Right. Yeah, they split the movie, the play. Never mind.
All right.
So again, 252 WCMF, the RBTL announces their Broadway lineup for this season. They are bringing Wicked, which is like the biggest thing on the planet right now for the wives and the girlfriends and the kids. I have a personal vendetta against this musical. All right. So I dated a girl. I live with her. I was like 19 at the time.
Yeah.
I'm on the road doing comedy, busting my ass, doing everything I can, trying to make it in the world.
Yeah, I hear you, buddy.
So there is a song in Wicked. I think it's called Dancing Through Life.
Okay.
And the song is all about like somebody just being a blob of crap. And letting everyone else do stuff for them, and eventually, like, you're not reaching your potential.
Right.
And thinking it was funny.
Yeah, what'd you do?
This girl who I'm dating and living with would
sing, hey, blob of light.
Yes, would sing this song at me and play this song for me. Be like, it's you, it's you. You're you're dancing through life, floating through life like a piece of crap. And it would infuriate me. It would infuriate me to the point where I will not. I told my family.
So she's calling you a loser.
Yes, we're not going to this musical. I'm not watching the movie.
Just
I'm
based
not,
on that chick.
I hate this musical only because who does that?
Cruel chick.
To a person, you monster.
Yeah.
You monster.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Is this the same one you stole money from?
No, different one.
Okay. Okay.
What do you, what? What?
Just
what?
Didn't have the best track record.
Okay.
Maybe. At the time.
And by the way, I didn't steal. I borrowed and didn't pay back. There's a difference.
Yeah, there is.
I didn't put on a ski mask. I guess you would call that more embezzling.
Yeah.
No, but the point I'm making is. Yeah.
How dare you call me a piece of crap?
No. Piece of crap, fine. Floating through life. Look, I know people don't understand the comedy road. It's hard.
It's very hard.
It's hard. I was trying. I wasn't like sleeping until 11, like not reading the watch.
Man, this cut you deep.
I was, God, I hate it.
You'd also seen his act. It's not very good. You stand up and sing, but you really suck. Get a job at Marshall's.
No, she was the one that made me get the job at Wegmans. I was on the road full-time doing comedy, and she's like, if we're going to make that, you know, I thought, I was a kid, stupid, we're going to get married.
Yeah, you were a top scooper, though. Guy down the hall loved you.
She made me go get a job at Wegmans.
Wasn't the worst advice.
Well, no, because I had to quit because I got an agent, and that was a whole big, that's what broke us up. That was a big scandal. Because I'm like, no, I'm going back on the road.
Get out of my house, get out of my apartment.
God, maybe still move. Okay, there is good news with this story. What,
the short run?
Well, no. Wicked is not the only show coming.
What is coming?
Something for probably a lot. If you love this show, you probably love this group. Monty Python's Spamalot is also coming.
Oh.
All right.
It's a musical based on the movie Monty Python and the Search for the Holy Grail.
I've never been a big fan of that. I'm not a big fan of British humor.
You don't like Monty Python?
I don't.
And you're wearing that tracksuit?
But it's just like...
It's shut up.
It's too goofy.
You're going to make me so mad. You just
it's the Ministry of Funny Walks, get it? He walks funny, and we laugh at him as he walks. See, he takes giant steps in large shoes.
You didn't like Holy Grail?
No, I didn't like
it. But can you appreciate it?
No.
I don't like British humor.
Yeah, no, he was on the road for 8 months. He thinks he's better than Monty Python.
No, he thinks
he's above it. Oh, I'm not silly, man, says guy who wore tracksuit with giant white pocket today.
My dad loved Benny Hill, and he watched it all the time.
Okay.
And Benny Hill was out and about the dumbest thing I've ever seen until something else showed up that my second ex loved.
What?
Mr. Frickin' Bean.
Yeah, I never got Mr. Bean.
Okay, that was the same crap. He was just a doofus.
No, it's not the
same.
It's
all this physical, visual, dumb humor.
No, no, no! By the way, they also have a Clue musical.
The game?
Yeah.
Are they out of ideas?
Well, it was your generation who made Clue a movie.
Yeah.
Tim Curry. By the way, I love that
movie. I
don't
see why you couldn't make it a musical. You can make anything a musical.
Yeah, but that's just...
That was one of those movies that did so poorly, they ran it constantly on HBO when I was a kid, so I could do the whole movie for you. And by the way, Hamilton is coming back.
Of course.
Yeah.
But another one I don't get. Singing Through History.
Well, at least that one... you're going to leave and nobody's going to sing along to it because it'd be difficult to know all the words.
Yeah, a lot of words in that one. A lot of words.
A wordy one. Yeah. A wordy musical.
All right, so hopefully your wife and girlfriend did not hear us describing Wicked coming and you can avoid this whole potential bomb.